Welcome to Seraphim's Basketball. Today, Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. Today's episode, Marketability. We'll be looking and giving an ear to the six genres of marketability in today's sport of the game of basketball, known as validity, demand, procurement, selectivity, progression, and in affluences. Validity, we'll begin with. In the sport of basketball, the game has a marketable sense to its meaning and its encapsulation of the sport's marketing that drills the player to become either warrant of the game's necessity or either the game's comprehension. Validity, sub areas, stats, ability, and intelligence are the makeup of the marketability in the sport today. Validity, statually, is necessitative in any athlete portfolio to become a marketable commodity in the scope of stocks and in the scope of professionalism. The stats usually depict the type and caliber of an athlete and player, where the stat gives a overview of the ability of the athlete. And in being marketable in today's game, ability is more so what contracts are signed upon, whether they be a active man, a lead role player, or a off the bench player, which is how the marketability relies upon its validities through stats and ability. Intelligence itself, which draws the validity process in a player's playerhood to become marketable. the marketability of that player is mostly the demand, a tour notch and level of the players, career, the players' decisions, the players' full envelope of being marketable. Three sub areas that we will give an ear to in of demand today are achievements, skills, and prominence. Being marketable today in the game and sport of basketball requires that a player has high demand, that the achievements of the player intuitively entwine the marketability of his or her demand, that those achievements be warrantable by contracted salary and even longevity in the sport. That demand is the makeup of the player skills. The player skills, which are how and what today's game and today's athletes are merited. And through those skills and achievements, the demand of an athlete's marketability infuses and builds the athlete's prominence. In that prominence comes procurement. Procurement in sustainability, workability, and modality. Those three areas of procurement inevitably becomes the marketability of an athlete, player, or unit. Procurements in the game of sport of basketball usually be variously a variety of combinations to achieve satiation and sustainability. You could have a ball club which has a procurement of reaching the playoffs to begin a dynasty. The sustainability of that procurement would be have to start with the ground basings of contractual sustainability, which makes the marketability of that athlete, that player, that team, or that franchise good or no good. Workability in the procurement process is far beyond the game's integral enclosure of procurement to be marketable. The workabilities, which are not only in the front line of a franchise, but throughout the higher, upper, lower executive and administrative levels. They all work together for the procurement to be marketable, which establishes modality of the sport. Once modality has been established, selectivity and marketability becomes more and more distinct and more direct. Selectivity as its sub-entities of resilience, attenuativeness, and preservation in the stages of selectivity. Resilience and marketability has more game indication in selectivity. Those indications of resilience and selectivity determine the who, what, when, and where's of the marketability and the associating process. Attenuativeness in selectivity not only draws nearer the full swing of the gambit of selectivity, by becoming a demand that is fully is statual. In its validity of selectivity. Preservation in marketability is the need to have a long-term procurement in establishment, which is how the marketability of the athlete or the player is advert of the selectivity and its marketability. The advert of selectivity's preservation and the longevityness of preservation realms and inertializes progression. Progression is needed so for marketability for three reasons. Those reasons are sub-entities of progression. They are lead, capacity, and prodigity. Leading progression has all the works of workability, and resilience by being ever present in the moments of the steps and the moments of the levels of progress. During a competition or in procurement, which is the capacitor volumetric sense of what progression entails per lead. Prodigity. A lead that capacity becomes to become. And in that prodigity, marketability expands and allows avenues unto its fulfillment. the fulfillment of marketability. And the affluences which predict and proscribe defeat, highs, and heydays of marketability. They are redress, intuitiveness, and perenniality. Redressing affluence for marketability is an ever-increasing facet in today's sport of basketball, today's game of basketball. And for so which be it right, why redress is ever increasing in marketability, is because of the game's evolution. Points of skill, points of talent, become revisited, or should we say redressed, in affluence of that intuitively, the intuitiveness of the redress in scopes the playerhood of the player. The intuitiveness redresses the athleticism of the athlete. And the intuitiveness redresses the affluences of its marketability, him or her, that perennially a player, team, or franchise may have perenniality of success and victorious in their total order. Marketability processes its categories of validity, demand, procurement, selectivity, progression, and affluences for that total order. The total order of marketability. We've come to an end of today's episode, Marketability. And its uses in the sport and game of basketball. The thing I'd like to leave you upon with of today's episode is this thought. To convene my career, I would need to have a background. My background could consist of many avenues in the sport. The sport would give light breath and counter headway unto my longevity. My marketability would be the realm in which my person puts forth the conclusive decision to make or break each instance with full prodigital attenuativeness. Sarah from basketball. Twiggy Tweed. One-to-one, all day, all night. May your play be your way. Twiggy Tweed, Sarah from basketball.